Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a subweight approach in Ableton Live 12, and the goal is to make the bass feel heavy without just cranking the sub louder. That's a big distinction in drum and bass. If you only add level, the low end gets crowded fast. Kick, snare, break, and sub all start fighting for the same space. But if you shape the phrasing, the timing, and the interaction with the drums, the bass starts to feel physically massive. That's the kind of weight we want here. What we're making is a think break switch up swing. So the first part of the phrase feels restrained, broken, and a little thoughtful, like it's holding back. Then it flips into a more urgent, swinging D-N-B movement. That contrast is what makes the section hit. This works especially well in the first 8 or 16 bars of a drop, or as a switch up before the second phrase. It gives the listener a moment of tension before the groove opens up and starts pushing harder. Let's start with the drum foundation. Set your project around 172 to 174 BPM if you want that classic D&B pace. Load in a break or build a break-inspired pattern with Ableton's stock drum tools. Keep it simple but alive. Kick on the downbeats, snare on 2 and 4, and then add chopped break layers and a few ghost notes around that core. Now on the drum group, you can use drum bus lightly to give everything a bit more body. Don't overdo it. A touch of drive, a little crunch if needed, and maybe a subtle boom if the kit needs extra foundation. The important thing is that the drums still breathe. We want space in the groove, because the bass is going to answer that space. Now let's build the sub, create a new MIDI track and load operator. Start with a pure sine wave on oscillator A. Turn off anything unnecessary. Keep it clean and focused. Use a short amplitude envelope, so the notes have shape instead of just being a flat block of tone. A good starting point is a very fast attack, a short decay, a bit of sustain depending on the note length, and a short release. The idea is not to make the sub long and blurry. Short notes can actually feel heavier because they hit and disappear with intention. Write a simple MIDI idea first. Seriously, keep it minimal, maybe only 2 to 4 notes across 2 bars. In this style, the sub does not need to talk all the time. It needs to anchor the groove. Try a root note, maybe a fifth, maybe an octave move, but keep the motion controlled. That's one of the biggest mindset shifts here. Think in energy lanes, not just notes. Ask yourself, is this note supporting, pushing, or leaving space? If a note doesn't clearly serve one of those roles, it may be clutter. Now we add the mid-bass layer. Duplicate the track or create a second instrument layer. Use Waveatable if you want a darker restyle texture, or another operator instance if you want to keep it simple. The job of this layer is not to replace the sub. It's there to add grain, motion, and tension. A practical chain is Waveatable into auto filter, then saturator, and maybe a little chorus ensemble if you want width on the mids only. Keep the detune subtle. You want thickness, not obvious wobble. And be careful with the low end here. The mid layer should stay above the sub, so high pass it or shape it so it doesn't step on that fundamental area. This is where a lot of bass lines go wrong. People try to make the whole bass do everything. But in D&B, splitting the role works better. Let the sub be the anchor, and let the mid layer be the commentary. Now we program the think break rhythm. In the first half of the phrase, avoid straight repeating bass hits. Use pace. Put in syncopation. Let the bass and the break talk to each other. Hit on beat 1. Leave a gap. Maybe add a short pickup before beat 3. Then answer after the snare. Then occasionally hold a note over into the next bar. That call and response is what gives the line a sense of intention. It feels written, not looped. In Ableton's MIDI editor, work with a 1/16 grid and use 1/32 notes for little lead-ins or quick nudges. You don't need to fill every opening. In fact, the more disciplined you are, the heavier the hits feel when they do arrive. Try shifting some bass hits slightly behind the beat. Not all of them, just enough to create pocket. Then place a few response notes right on the grid, or even just ahead of the pocket, so the phrase has a push-pull feel. That contrast is a huge part of the swing. If you want, you can also use groove pull with a subtle swing derived from a break, but keep it restrained. You're aiming for feel, not a sloppy shuffle. Now start shaping the interaction with the drums. Let the bass hit after a snare chop. Leave space when the kick and ghost notes are busy. Use the bass to punctuate fills instead of masking them. In other words, the drums choreograph the bass. The bass shouldn't just sit on top of the drums like a separate loop. A useful arrangement trick is this. In bars 1 to 2, keep the bass mostly on strong downbeats. In bars 3 to 4, add some offbeat notes. In bars 5 to 8, slightly increase note density. Then in bars 9 to 12, open it up further with an extra bass response every bar or every 2 bars. Finally, In bars 13 to 16, pull back again or invert the rhythm for variation. That shape gives the phrase a story arc. It starts reserved, grows more active, then opens up into the switch-up. Now let's talk about subweight itself. The real low-end weight comes from clarity plus density, not just volume. If the sub is too distorted, it loses definition. If it's too clean and unsupported, it can feel small. So use controlled saturation where it helps, and keep the actual sub focused. You can print the bass to audio if you want to commit to the sound. Then use a Q8, saturator, compressor, glue compressor, and utility to refine it. Keep the sub mono. Keep the mid layer wider if you want width. On the bass bus, use gentle compression only for glue. We're talking a small amount of gain reduction, not smashing the life out of it. And always check the low end in mono. If the bass falls apart when collapsed to mono, reduce the width or simplify the upper layer. In drum and bass, a huge stereo low end can sound impressive in solo and weak in the room. Mono stability matters. Now for the switch up. This is where the phrase changes intention. Automate the mid-bass filter to open a little in the heavier bars. Add a little more saturator drive. Maybe introduce a tiny bit of reverb send on a few stabs, just enough to create a moment of space, before snapping back tight. Keep the sub steady and centered. A strong move is to slightly reduce the bass density before the heavier entrance. Even one beat of near silence can make the return feel huge. That's the lift and hit idea. You pull back for a moment, then slam back into the groove with more urgency. Also, use micro-timing to make the phrase feel alive. Keep the main sub notes tight, but nudge one or two mid-bass notes a little late. Put a short answer note just before a snare fill. Shorten notes before a rest so the next hit lands harder. These little timing choices are where the swing lives. Velocity can help too, especially if it's mapped to filter, drive, or envelope behavior. Softer notes and harder notes can make the phrase feel like it's speaking instead of shouting the same thing every time. A lot of the power in this style comes from contrast. The first half holds back. The second half opens up. The first half may be darker and more filtered. The second half may be a little brighter, a little more active, a little more insistent. That contrast makes the switch-up feel deliberate. If you want to go a step further, try a quiet ghost bass note between the main hits. Keep it subtle. It can glue the rhythm together without turning the bass line into a mess. And if you want extra underground character, a tiny bit of filtered noise or texture can help the break and bass feel welded together. Here's the big idea to remember. You're not just designing a sound. You're writing a phrase that breathes with the break, then flips into a heavier groove. So if your bass line feels like it's thinking, pausing, answering, and then swinging harder, you're doing it right. A good practice exercise is to set the tempo to 174, build a two-bar break loop, write a pure sine sub with only three notes, add a wavy-able Reese layer, and then create a think break phrase with space in bar 1 and a couple of shorter answers in bar 2. Duplicate that into bars 3 and 4, then make a switch up by adding one extra offbeat note, opening the filter slightly, and increasing saturation just a touch. Check it in mono, then listen back at low volume. If it still feels heavy at low volume, that's a great sign. It means the phrasing is doing the work, not just the loudness. To wrap it up, keep these ideas in mind. Keep the sub simple and mono. Let the mid-bass carry the motion. Use space as part of the groove. Make the bass answer the drums. And automate small changes in filter, saturation, and density to move from think to push. Do that, and your D&B bass lines will stop sounding like loops, and start sounding like proper statements.